Our guest is a Texan. She's a 27-year-old health teacher and coach who loves CrossFit so much. She wakes up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym. Anthony, take a note there. but it's her newfound TikTok fame that we are dying to hear about because, you know, she's like a newly minted influencer, and I want to hear all about that. So please welcome Johanna Westbrook to the program. Hi, Johanna.
Hi, how are you?
How does a video go viral? Because it seems like now every time you give us any tip about anything, there's a million views.
Yeah. So honestly, I just stumbled upon it, which is just the craziest thing to me because, you know, we all went into quarantine and all of a sudden I was like, I'm going to do some TikTok videos. And then I posted this hair tutorial and I was like, oh, I saw this on TikTok and I was doing it. And then I almost didn't post it. That's the funny thing. I keep thinking back and I was like, I literally almost didn't post it. And then I like went back to the mirror really quick and I was like, oh, this is how you do it. And I like took a video of it. And then all of a sudden people were viewing and viewing and viewing. And I was like, whoa, this is so crazy. And then I was like, you know what? I'm one and done. I'm not going to do it because I'm just going to live on this one. Mm-hmm. And then I did my second one and that one did really well. And I was like, well, now this is fun. So mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to do it.
So how did you go from like hair? Did you just do like tips and things that come to you? Because I've seen like the way you, the lemon one, the one where you're like, you take the butt, you called it the butt of the lemon, which is my favorite thing. And then I saw the one that has like 2.4 million views with the spaghetti strainer. Like, so it's hair. And then like, is it just regular life hacks?
Yes. Those I just saw somewhere and I was like, I have to see if these are true. And so I like to do those things because to me, when I first see them, I'm like, this is crazy. It can't be real. And then when I do them, it's like my authentic reaction. I never try anything beforehand because I want it to be like so true and so like mind blowing to me. And if it doesn't work, then it's just kind of like, wah, wah.
Right.
So do you have any hair hacks now that you haven't posted yet that maybe we could learn now?
I don't have any current hair hacks. I just posted, I think you may have seen it, the one with the lemon oil that just snaps the elastic, which blew my mind, but not anything current. I'm still thinking.
Like, where do you find inspiration?
I look on Pinterest and I do also follow a lot of hair people. And so I like to mix and match different styles. A lot of times my followers are like, show me a sporty hairstyle, or I want to see how you slow down a French braid. And so that gives me kind of ideas on what to do, what to slow down, what they're confused about, and try to like go off of that.
So you're taking requests like a DJ?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I like the reply to the comments. And so that's super fun because I'll be like, look what they said. So it's just been so fun because I feel like I've gotten super interactive with my followers. Mm-hmm. And like I have like real conversations and people have DM'd me and stuff. And it's just like, I feel like they care about me as a person and I feel just so connected to these people. And it's something that's completely blown my mind because I never thought I'd be in this position.
But don't you feel a certain responsibility now because you got to keep it up?
100%. Yeah. I feel like if I don't post daily or every other day that sometimes I'm letting people down. But to me, it's just so fun that it comes more naturally. I don't view it as something I have to do. I really want to do it.
When you get up to the number of hits that you've gotten, can you make a living off of that?
You can. I've had a few companies actually reach out to me, which is super exciting. And it is definitely something I've talked to my husband about and be like, I wonder if this could actually happen for us, for me. Like, that would be so cool because I'm not doing this because I have to. I'm doing this because it's a passion, because it's fun. And it'd be awesome to monetize off of that.
Right. Yeah, I heard that L'Oreal had reached out to you. So have you already said yes to them? Are you doing their products? How do you feel about it?
I feel super excited, first off, but they have not gotten back to me. They asked me for my rates. So I was like, my rates?
And then, what's my rate?
Yeah, what is it? And so I responded back to them and they haven't gotten back to me yet. Mm-hmm. John Frieda reached out to me and they are sending me products for me to review. And well, in my own review. So if I like them, I'm going to talk to them about doing a collab and see where that can go.
But how do you figure out your rate? Like, do you have other people you can call and be like, what do you charge?
I have one blogger friend and I like raced to my phone and I was like, is this real? And I just sent her a screenshot and she was like, that is real. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like sweating because I was like, what do I say? And then she was like, well, this is what you should do. You have like, you're a mid-level influencer at this point. And I was like, what?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Me? And so then she was like giving me things to say, or like if a company reaches out to you and they're like, we want to send this product and for you to review it. Maybe you could reroute it for them, for you two to work together. So she's been super helpful with all that.
How's the COVID going on right now in Texas?
Things are opening back up, but it is very, people are starting to get really weary about it again and starting to wear masks. And I think things might be shutting down again soon. Fun fact, my husband and I actually contracted COVID.
Did you really?
We did. Yep. So that was weeks ago. And what I'm still currently dealing with is loss of taste and smell. Completely gone. 0%. So I eat for texture. I can't smell anything. I actually, on my TikTok, have a video of me eating garlic literally from the jar. And I can't smell it, can't taste it. And I look at my husband and I'm like, my tongue is burning. He's like, no, really? And I was like, he's like, you just ate garlic. And I was like, I know, but I can't taste it. It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, that'll come back. My friend Sheila had the same thing where she had like a fever for a day, but for weeks, she's like, I think she just turned 26. I feel like when you're in your 20s, the loss of taste and smell seems to be one of your symptoms, but it'll go away. Like, she called me one day. She's like, I drank coffee and I smelled it and tasted it for the first time. She was so excited.
I am like, you have no idea. I'm about to like find my favorite spot, get my food. Like, I want it so bad. Like, I'm ready for it.
All right. So thank you so much. So where can we find you on TikTok?
At Johanna Westbrook, just my first and last name.
Okay, great. And, we want you to be able to work from home. So maybe this is the way you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's hope so. I have my fingers crossed.